I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Narrators!
Caught! Touchdown!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, RJ Clifford and Juan Soto.
Yeah, it is another episode of the Autumn Windbags. RJ Clifford, Juan Soto, let's have some fun today. We're just a little over an hour away from the AFC Championship game, kickoff in Kansas City. The Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Big news, reportedly the Raiders have their new general manager. Before we get into it, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Hit us in the comments. We respond. Make sure you subscribe so you know what's going on. A lot of moving, shaking, a lot of
shaking like bacon.
A lot going on in the NFL. So, according to Ian Rappaport, the Raiders are expected to hire Patriots de facto GM. We'll get to what exactly that means in a second. Dave Ziegler as their new general manager, per Mike Ruffalo and Tom Pelissero. It was key in New England's fast turnaround, now turns his attention to Las Vegas. The next step is slated to be the hire of Josh McDaniels as head coach. So this is kind of what we've been expecting. This is kind of what we thought would be the case. And it's not entirely official, but when all of the guys that get, you know, all the guys that work for the NFL, the NFL reporters, like they're getting the news like officially. It's a done deal. I'm sure the Raiders will announce him probably tomorrow.
Yeah, everything's knocking into place. You see, probably the easier contract is going to be the Ziegler, right? He's going to be the contract that's going to be the easiest to make because he's, you know, going to be making less money, basically. It's the easiest one to do, right?
His agent plays way less hardball than most likely Josh McDaniels.
Let's get that motherfucker out the way, right? Yeah. Let's get that one done. Boom. So basically, Josh McDaniels and everyone, probably, you know, Ziegler, to be honest, mm-hmm. they all met together all day yesterday. When was that? Friday. Went out to dinner, you know.
Hooters. Hooters.
Hit the strip clubs.
Shared some wings, a couple pitchers of light beer, standard issue Mark Davis stuff. You know, right. Official business meeting.
Maybe went crazy with the Arnold Palmers. Arnold maybe they turned the Arnold Palmers into some John Daly's. Went to dinner, hung out Saturday, hammered some shit out. The low hanging fruit? Let's get Ziegler out of the way. Okay, you guys are coming. You guys want to come. We want you here. You want to come. Is that true? Is that right? All right, cool. All right. Easy contract first. Ziegler, let's get you out of the way. Now that Ziegler's done, that's going to get leaked out. Cool. Fine. Ziegler's done. Okay, now let's work on McDaniels. Let's get McDaniels' contract done. And this is a package deal anyway. So let's announce you guys as a package. And this is what we wanted, right? That's what we wanted. RJ, in our conversations, what did we want? We wanted the new head coach and we wanted the new GM to work as a team, right? What else did we want? We wanted more preparation and more discipline, right? You can't get more prepared and more disciplined coming from the Patriots. What else did we want? We wanted a more sophisticated offense, right? Can't get much more sophisticated offense than what we're getting from Josh McDaniels. From what we're hearing, Josh McDaniels is an offensive genius. Those are the words that we're hearing from around the league. All right? That's what we're hearing. Okay?
Well, are we hearing it from, like, guys that are Josh McDaniels, like, little puppet reporters?
Here's the deal, man. Here's the fucking deal. If you want to believe it, you're gonna hang on to any little shred that you want. If you don't want this to happen, if you don't want this to be it, you're gonna be like, well, if you want the earth to be flat, you see that picture can be doctored. You're gonna be fucking Eddie Bravo. You can that picture is doctored. You're going to be that guy. Okay? You're telling me that okay, here you go again. I'm not going to get into this with you, RJ. I'm not going to get into this with you. I'm not going to do it.
You don't even know what I'm
going to
say.
No, I'm going to fucking close my laptop and I'm going to walk away if you're going to do this. I'm not going to do this with you.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
I do know what you're going to say. I'm not going to do this with you today.
You have no clue.
I'm not going to do this with you. Please don't do this to me today.
Do what? What were you going to say? You're a mind reader. I want to know what you're going to say.
Don't do this. Don't do this today.
You're getting way, way ahead of what's happening right now. Dave Ziegler, all but hired, right? What does that mean?
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniel most likely to be next. So a couple things. If you're not familiar with Dave Ziegler, don't be ashamed because he kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, he was coaching high school ball 10 years ago, 15 years ago. He's 44 year old. He was formerly with the Broncos organization. He's been with the Pats 8 or 9 seasons now. Just 3 years ago, right? In 2019, he was director of pro personnel. So that title is basically the guy that's just in charge of scouting pro guys, right? You're just in charge of that window of it. The next year, assistant director of player personnel. So you're second in charge of everything, all player personnel. Last season, got promoted to director of player personnel, which is essentially the de facto general manager job at the Patriots because Bill Belichick is the czar there. He was what Gruden was with us, but over at the Patriots. So if you haven't heard of him and you don't know what he's about, like most people aren't, he's kind of exploded onto the scene and he's getting a huge chunk of the credit for the Patriots being able to get to the playoffs 2 seasons after Tom Brady left. They were stuck with Cam Newton last season, terrible season last season, turned things around with Mac Jones and their personnel and stuff like that. Right. So Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels are getting all the credit for this turnaround. And that's That's my big question is, and I don't think we know the answer. We're hoping one way, right?
Yeah.
How much has this Patriots turnaround been to Ziegler? Because like we just said, it was Bill Belichick who makes all the decisions and Ziegler's there officially. But is he the guy that's been making these great moves? Is he the guy that's been making these great contracts? Has it all been Ziegler? Has it all been Belichick? And Ziegler's just the secretary who's just like filling in the paperwork for Belichick? Is it 50-50? Is it all Ziegler and Belichick gets all the credit? No one knows. And that's I think is the dangerous part of the hire right here for Mark Davis. I think that's the word, like that's the heart, because on paper, like it sounds good, right? Like we're a team that gets a ton of penalties. We've had 3 players with the DUI in 1 year period. Like discipline has been an issue on this squad,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
And the Pats discipline is pretty well recognized as pretty fantastic, right? So great. Like
let me pause you for a second.
The great things is this the guy that's responsible for it.
Let me pause you for 1 second. Not only are the Patriots known for discipline, they're known for taking problem players and straightening them out. So it goes twofold. Yeah. Okay. So please continue.
Again, are these the people responsible for this turnaround or not? I guess they convinced Mark Davis that they are, for what it's worth. So they've convinced an owner of an NFL franchise that, yes, we are responsible for this. We're the reason this whole thing got turned around, and we'll see what they can do, moving forward. But, and again, the good part of, again, we're assuming Josh McDaniels is going to be next, most likely. The good part about having essentially a GM and coach kind of working together is we're assuming, right? They get along, they understand what each other needs, they work well together. Hopefully that relationship isn't, even though Ziegler got hired first, I think that's just semantics. I think Mark Davis wanted Josh McDaniels and he's like, okay, let's get Ziegler as a kind of a package deal. I'm hoping Josh McDaniels didn't say, hey, if I'm coming, you have to get Ziegler because he's a yes man to me. Like he'll do what I tell him to do and I'll be able to get my way. I'm hoping that's not the case, but we know Josh McDaniels can be a sneaky guy, right? Right. He's literally on a plane to be the Colts next head coach and then says, no, screw it. I'm going to go back. Right. Like that's something smart people pull, is to make sure that they have their people in the right position. Are you concerned about that at all, Soto? Because I know you're excited about these 2 hires.
I'm not concerned about it because I looked back at your first question and I looked at it logically. Logically, Belichick, with the amount of control and the control freak that he doesn't have that kind of time. He doesn't have that kind of time to do all the work that it takes to have that much control. I think that he's more of the, okay, from all accounts, he's a very good leader. And that's why people like working for him and they learn a lot if you have the right mindset. Now, he's tough to work for because he demands a lot of you, but you do learn a lot from the man. So if you're working for, I imagine it going this way. Okay. You're Ziegler, right? And he moves up quickly in that organization because he can do certain things. He makes things make sense. He's concise and he's right a lot of the times. One of the main reasons why the Patriots didn't do well in 2019 or 2020 was because a lot of their defensive players opted out that year. People don't realize that. People don't remember that. And they got a lot of their defensive players back.
Patriots fans will remind you all the time. However.
Yeah. But that, that's
quick
a,
to
that's
tell you. Wait. Okay.
They had like five starters. Five of their best defensive players opt out that year. Okay. So
it was basically as bad as the Raiders season, cut in half.
Yeah.
the problems they had. It was about 50% as bad as the Raiders last season. And we still went to the playoffs. No excuses. But continue. So this is the other part of it that I'm thinking about. So the Raiders are going all in on Pat's personnel, right?
Yeah.
And on paper, again, you see why they want to do that, right? Winning franchise, stable. But this is the problem that all these other franchises have done. No, and I'm going just by head, you know, former Patriots coaches that were head coaches. This doesn't include the GM head coach combo, but you get where I'm going at here. Every single former Patriots head coach that's gone or coach that's gone on to be a head coach in the NFL has a losing record. Every single one of them, except Brian Flores, who got fired because politics slash couldn't get along with anybody at the Dolphins, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to replicate the Patriots way has failed 100% of the time. Every single time. Because the problem is you can't trust the process if you're not the person that's ran the process. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick can be on a losing streak and tell his players, I've got the winning formula, stick with me. And they all believe it because he's one of the best coaches in NFL history. And it makes me want to barf and it leaves a bad taste in my mouth when I say that, but it's the truth. And so when you're Bill Belichick, you can say, I know you hate this. I know you're miserable. I know you think it's not working, but here's all my rings. Here's all the Super Bowl trophies. Do what I say. And people fall in line. Executives fall in line, fans fall in line, you know, secretaries, janitors, the whole organization falls in line because Belichick's got a process of winning. These other assistant coaches that went on to be head coaches don't have that. They don't have that resume. They can't say, trust my process. I know you're miserable. I know you hate it. I know we're losing. Trust me. I got this. They can't say that because they don't have that resume. It belongs to Belichick, not anybody else. And so you can't replicate the Patriot way unless you have Belichick and Bob Kraft. The two go hand in hand, right? An organization and a front office that works well with Belichick. Like, that's a big part of it, too, that a lot of people don't think about. That can't be replicated unless you have those two things. So, again, I'm not saying that, Dave Ziegler and, again, most likely Josh McDaniels can't find a winning formula that kind of replicates what the Pats do, but they can't go in there saying, I'm from the Pats and we win. Do what I say and it's going to work. Not going to work. You can't be abrasive. You can't be an asshole like Belichick and still have people just kind of get in line like soldiers if you don't have that resume. So as long as Josh McDaniels hopefully learned that lesson when he failed as a head coach in Denver, and as long as Dave Ziegler kind of like understands that formula of it, they can certainly be successful. But if they try to just replicate, just like, hey, we're just going to copy and paste. Right, just a carbon copy of what we did in New England. It ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, you could take some of the lessons, you know, the preparation and the discipline, and
there's a million things they can take away for sure. Absolutely,
but be yourself. You can't try to be somebody else. Be yourself, right? And take those same lessons. You know, like going back to Ziegler, you know, dealing with the reason why I think that. he's a bigger part of the puzzle is because he wouldn't move up as fast in the organization if he wasn't valuable to Bill Belichick. If he didn't make things easier for Bill Belichick, he wouldn't be moving up and be in such a prominent position, because Belichick wants those people that make things easier on him, because he has a lot to do in that organization.
Yeah.
And he needs to be able to, not only does he need to be able to get all this information, and he needs to scout pro players, he needs to scout college players, he needs to worry about contracts, he needs to worry about years, and he needs to worry about incentives, and he needs to worry about dollars. But he also needs to make it concise and make it make sense, right? And he needs to present that. And then Belichick needs to say, Belichick's not sitting there with the pencil in his ear saying, okay, how are we going to pay this guy? How are we going to pay that guy? That's not what he does.
I think Belichick does a lot of in-house stuff. Like, I think he knows his players better than most head coaches and GMs know his own players. I think where he struggles is drafting and signing guys. I think that's where he has to lean on people, because again, like, you can't argue with the results the Patriots had, right? The only successful rookie quarterback, losing season last season, made it to the playoffs this season. Like, it was a good turnaround, right? It was a pretty success, not by Patriots standards, but a pretty successful season considering what they did last season. But this is where, and again, I'm not anti this hire, but as I'm trying to find out, okay, like, what could go wrong? I don't feel like this season of the Pats was their most successful, like, GM type of season. Like, they overpaid Nelson Aguilar. They picked up two tight ends that I think got overpaid as well. Like, it was a lot of just like, let's make a big splash this season, which is very unpatriots like, which leads me to believe that Ziegler orchestrated a lot of this free agency for the Pats this season, and a little less Belichick. What Belichick does awesome is he's great at knowing who he has. And the second that guy is at high value, and they think he's going to start, like, kind of deteriorating, boom, he's traded, right? He's amazing at that. Belichick's fantastic at that. And I got to believe that that's always been Belichick and not Ziegler, because Pats have been doing it for 20 years, long before Ziegler was there. So, Mike, and again, I'm overall happy with this, but my two concerns are they're going to try to replicate the Patriots way, which they can't. They're doing exactly the right way. And two, Ziegler's first season with, you know, quote unquote, the most power as the director of player personnel, I don't think was all that great.
Mm-hmm. If you think that,
what do you think?
Bill Belichick didn't do exactly what he wanted to do, I think that you're nuts. I think that he did exactly what he wanted. He paid the players exactly what he wanted to pay him. He did exactly what he wanted to do. I think that he was presented with things, and he signed off on exactly what he wanted to do. I'm okay with it. I think that he wouldn't have risen up in that organization as fast as he did. Ziegler being Ziegler, pronouns, pal, with exactly what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be okay. I think that where we're going to see how I think where a lot of these guys fail, a lot of these head coaches that that leave Belichick fail, is they try to be Bill Belichick. They try to do too many things on their own, and they don't build good staffs around them. And nobody's Bill Belichick. Yeah. Nobody can do all the things that he can do.
And that's the million-dollar mystery question that we're going to get this season is, was Ziegler and, again, potentially McDaniels responsible for the success, or were they just essentially scouts for Belichick, right? Like,
they can be pieces. They could have been pieces, but they have to recognize, hey, we were pieces of the success. And then we can also come to the Raiders and we can be pieces, but we also have to find other pieces to be parts of the success as well.
Was it 90 Belichick, 10% McDaniel Ziegler? Was it 50-50? Like, that's what we're going to find out, right? I'm sure it wasn't that black and white, right? Like, they did literally nothing and Belichick did everything or whatever, right? I'm sure it's not mm-hmm. that. But this is a great, amazing opportunity for Josh McDaniels, because no playoff team cleans house in the front office. It never happens, right? Like if you had the season, the Raiders, you win 10 games, you go to the playoffs. You're like, okay, good. We got a good thing going. Everyone keeps their jobs. Let's get better next season, right? Like it never happens. But because of this super unique situation with John Gruden, who was basically the GM and coach, czar of the Raiders, being gone, and Rich Bisaccia, who, and the writing's on the wall. Like Bisaccia is going to be gone. We'll get to that in a second. With Bisaccia essentially gone, this is the rare opportunity where you're cleaning house of a good team, of a playoff team with a franchise quarterback and multiple all-pro players. And like, you never get that, right? If you're signing as a new head coach, it's almost always a bad team that had to fire their coach because they sucked. Like that's almost always the case. And so Ziegler and McDaniels are like, wow, we can slide into the storied franchise who have all their draft picks. Have I believe at the top of my head, the sixth most cap space next season, a quarterback that's got a ton of value, whether we keep them or trade them for picks, multiple Pro Bowl players, you know, good vibes, like ended with a lot of momentum, 4-game win streak regular season. Like how many head coaches and GMs get this opportunity? Like they have no excuse but to succeed. They have no excuse. This isn't them going. This isn't obviously Urban Meyer like crash and burn, but he took over trash, right?
He got a dumpster fire already. Right? It was already trash.
All the new coaches, they're taking over trash. Dave Ziegler and again, like, presumably Josh McDaniels, they're taking over the best possible scenario you can of a team that's cleaning house. Like they don't have excuses. They're like, well, I gotta get rid of like. Reggie McKenzie, like he had to get rid of all these trash contracts, and because the GM and coach ahead of him traded away the future for now to save his job. These guys got it good. They've got it real good. They have no excuse but to succeed day one.
Yeah, there's a lot of positives going into this situation. I like to look at it instead of cleaning house, they're polishing a diamond. This is a diamond in the rough. They're knocking off all that sediment off the end. They're knocking off all the rock. There's a diamond underneath all this. Derek Carr's not going anywhere. Josh McDaniels loves Derek Carr. We have, without all the drama and murder and all that shit, we have two tight ends. We have two tight ends that we can replicate what they did in New England. With the two tight ends. I don't think that we understand what they had cooking in New England with Gronk and Hernandez. They had a damn near unstoppable offense with that two tight end set. They had that. They had that shit cooking with Edelman. That shit was fucking nuts. Yep. I don't think we understand that. So we have Hunter Renfrow and two tight ends, Moreau and Waller. We can have another stiff at receiver, and that ball's going to get hummed around because he knows exactly what to do with that package, kind of like RJ. And
I got a daughter to prove it.
Yeah, right.
And no other ones. Pull out game strong. I'm with you.
Jimmy game is strong. So, look, you have that. Everybody, I know we've been a 4-3 team for as long as we can remember. We're going to be a 3-4 defense or a mix of, let's just get used to it. That's the type of defense that Josh McDaniels has been used to. That's probably what we're going to run.
Do you think he's going to go? Do you think that affects his job at all? What type of defense they run? I think it's just a matter of who they have. Like, I think coaches
are good. Go with what they're used to. Right. So anyone that he brings in is going to be something that he's used to and he's comfortable with. And what he's been used to and what he's been comfortable with has been 3-4.
I wonder if this help or hurt Gus Bradley's chances of sticking around.
Hurt.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
Who's Josh Daniels got that? Like, who's his buddy that would be the defensive coordinator? Does he have one?
He may take Gerard Mayo.
Maybe. Yeah,
because he's not. Everyone knows. Everybody knows.
Would you think Belichick would let that happen? Like you're losing your GM, offensive coordinator. He could be like, hey, he could do for Mayo what he did for McDaniel with the Colts. He'd be like, hey, I'm going to triple your pay. I can't lose three key personnel in one season. He's done it before.
Here's the deal, brother. Right? Let me tell you something, brother.
Tell me.
Fucking Jerod Mayo is always going to be shit on, just like Eric Bieniemy is getting shit on. No matter what Andy Reid says, nobody believes that Eric Bieniemy is calling plays. Mm-hmm. No matter what Jerod Mayo does, nobody believes that he's running that defense. Everyone's going to say, oh, that's fucking Belichick's defense.
Yeah.
No matter what Jerod Mayo does, no matter what he does. So his development and his career, his coaching development and his career development is always going to be retarded because he is going to be in that system. Now, could it be elevated in actuality, in reality, because he's learning from Bill Belichick? Yes. But in perception, no, because they're almost going to say, oh, well, it's just Belichick.
Well, Jerod Mayo's in the same situation as Dave Ziegler, right? Like, we have no clue what their contribution is because Belichick has the sign-off on that. And not only does he have the sign-off, but, like, that's his bread and butter, right? Defense.
But Josh McDaniels does.
And Josh McDaniels does. So that's the other part, right? So that's going to be the big part, because if Josh McDaniels is like, wow, Jerod's a big part of this defense, I want him, that means Belichick knows he's a big part of that defense and isn't going to want to lose him. So I don't know what it does for Gus Bradley, but it's certainly great for Jerod Mayo. Now he's like, I got suitors all over the place. This is amazing. Two more things. Damn, I wish I took that bet that you wanted to make with me last week. You're like, Jim Harbaugh's going to be the Raiders head coach. Guarantee. Let's make a bet on it. I'm like, I'm not so sure. That did a 180 fast. It was literally like 48 hours where everyone's like, Harbaugh, Harbaugh, Harbaugh. He's the guy. 100% Harbaugh. And then literally 2 days later, it's like, no, Josh McDaniels. Watch. Ziegler, Daniels. That's it. Definitely those two. That was a quick turnaround.
Look, man. I wasn't too keen on Josh McDaniels because I was looking at it from the surface. Like Rory. Rory's little punk ass. He's like, I think he was a donkey head coach and he fucking coached like shit and blah, blah, blah. And I laid it out to him too. Most head coaches don't succeed their first time around because they try to be somebody they're not. And they try to be, you know, they try to play a head coach instead of being a head coach.
Belichick couldn't turn the Browns around, right? Like that's even Belichick.
Yeah. Didn't succeed. Yeah. Even Belichick shit the bed the first time around.
John Gruden's the reverse. He was super successful his very first head coaching gig,
He just got worse every time.
He stumbled into Dungy's team and won a Super Bowl, and then just got worse after
that. So, what we're looking at here is somebody who didn't do well his first time around. Right, got fired because he just was. He was trying to be Bill Belichick. He was trying to do an impersonation. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
Learned from it. Was going to take a head coaching job a couple years ago. Maybe was sold a little bit of fool's gold by Belichick. Like, hey, man, come back here. Learn you're going to take over this job. And then he's like, this motherfucker is a vampire. He's never going to fucking leave this job.
Yeah.
He was Belichick's supposed to kick upstairs and be the GM and let McDaniels take over, but that's not going to happen. He's going to stick, you know, he's going to coach until he keels over. All right. He's going to do the Joe Paterno. He's going to do the Joe Pa. He's going to freaking coach and then he's going to stop coaching and the next year he's going to die. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a positive for me that he learned, and it's been what, 10 years since he's coached? When was the head coach of the Broncos?
I think it was 10 seasons ago.
It's like 10 seasons ago, right?
A little less. Eight or nine? Well, yeah, something like that.
Okay, let's say 10. Round number.
A while.
10 years, okay? That's a lot of learning. It's a lot of maturing, right? So he's not this hotshot young kid in his early 30s, okay? He's in his, you know, early to mid-40s. He's learned a lot. He's matured. Not only has he matured in his coaching and his leadership, and how to deal with players, but also how to deal with player personnel, with GMs, with different schemes, how to just how to deal with people in general.
Hopefully. I hope so, because he lost that locker room in Denver, right? Like that's a big part of his getting out. Well, the players hated him.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing, is he tried to be somebody he wasn't. And when and that's, there's no faster way to lose respect from someone is to be seen as a phony, to be seen as somebody you're not. But the thing is, he still has the mind. He still has the athletic.
That's why when you always pretend to be charming is when you turn me off the most, because I know you're not. So if you're just like, when you're just a regular guy, then I'm like, yeah, Soto's being Soto, you know?
Right? Okay, so the problem that I see is when people look at and people judge people by their mistakes. Okay, if we all make mistakes, all right, and if we're all judged by our mistakes, then we're all pieces of shit. Okay, and we all are, you know, by to a certain extent, but I think we're more than that. We're more than a collection of our choices. You know, what's in our hearts, what's in our minds, what's in our decisions, what's in our intent. What's in our growth. There's a lot more than that. I think you just wrote a country song right there,
Soto.
You like that?
Well done.
It's like, there's a lot more that makes us up, right?
Yeah.
So I started looking more into, okay, well, there's a lot of growth here that can happen over these years. And I started looking at, okay, he is an offense. There's a reason why a lot of teams.
I'm hoping Soto, I'm hoping he's doing all the things that you did, right? Like, I'm hoping, like, all right, 10 years longer, more experienced. He has got a head coaching experience under his belt. Like, hopefully that turned into a more mature, better head coach, Josh McDaniels. I just haven't seen proof of it. I'm hoping it happened, and that's what good people do, but I just haven't seen proof of that because they're in that kind of Patriot bubble. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is going to be, and every single head coaching hire comes with risks. Either you're like, wow, this guy has no bad habits. You didn't know anything about him. That's just because he's brand new and unproven, right? Like those are the only coaches like that. You're like, wow, this guy's a really seasoned veteran. He's in a lot of things. There's a reason he's available, because he was fired or didn't get the job or something like that, right? So with Josh McDaniels and Ziegler to the same extent, that's what we're wondering, is how much of the success of this Patriot franchise was due to them. They clearly came from a good franchise with history of winning. They've all got a bunch of Super Bowl rings. How much of that was them? And that's the risk.
I think that's the wrong question to ask. I think the question we should ask is, was some of their success due to them? Not how much, but was some? And I think the answer is yes. And if I'm going to ask some.
You can ask if. I'll ask how some. I want to know the number. I want to know if it was a good chunk of them or not. And we'll find out.
But the thing is, if some of their success was due to them, then there is room for optimism. I think
there's a path to success for sure.
Yeah, but it's impossible to say, oh, well, this percentage is due to them. It's impossible.
One thing about Josh McDaniel, and again, this is just his Dave Ziegler show, but it's most likely that McDaniels is back or not back.
He was just, the Raiders. Just officially announced.
Oh, he was?
Yep.
Who officially announced it? The Raiders announced it?
The Raiders Ziegler? Announced him. I'm checking it right now.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is head coach. Patriots president Zig Ziegler. McDaniel's contract is still being worked out and the terms are unclear. He made $4 million annually in New England as a coordinator. So he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid in Las Vegas for sure.
His aid, bro.
He was the highest paid assistant in football. So he's going to get his.
Well, he's going to get his, son.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels is going to be able to order as much extra avocado every time he eats out. There's no limit.
When he goes to Chipotle, be like, can I get some avocado on my burrito? Be like, that's extra. He'd be like, son, I want a side of avocado to dip my burrito that already has avocado in it.
And then slides another $100 and says, get some avocado for yourself, young man. You've earned it.
Listen, everyone in line gets avocado in their burrito and on the side. Go ahead and make that happen. And everyone here, no one gets drinks from the fountain. Everyone gets bottled drinks. Mm-hmm. Up in this bitch. Everyone gets Mexican Coke. No one gets this bullshit.
The real sugar in it. No,
the real sugar.
No corn syrup. The real sugar.
Okay.
The really, tall bottle. The really tall Coke bottle.
Medio litro. Look, everyone here, if you have not had Mexican Coca-Cola in the glass bottle, do yourself a favor. Stop drinking that bullshit out of the plastic bottle. Go get you a Mexican Coke. That's the good shit.
Here we go. Adam Schefter is reporting. Here, let me get this up for everyone to see. Copy link.
I just got it on my phone.
Oh, look at you. Oh, look how fast.
Schefter got that good shit.
Adam Schefter. This was
seconds ago.
Raiders are expected to hire former Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels as their head coach, per sources. Two sides still are finalizing the contract, but McDaniels is their man. So it's all but done. Josh McDaniels, head coach. David Ziegler in as GM. Done deal. So now with Josh McDaniels, like, this has always been one of the fun things to just kind of like shit on him for when he got caught cheating with the Broncos. My thing is this with cheating. I am all for cheating. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I love it.
All for it, right?
I love
all
cheating.
For it. But you can't get caught. And he did. Like, that's the problem. I'm all for, like, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But if you get caught, you have to take the consequences that come with being caught. Like when Belichick got caught with, like, the tape gate, it's like, well, everyone cheats. It's like, yeah, but not everyone gets caught. When you get caught, you suffer the consequences. Like, I'm all down for cheaters on my team. I'm there all day long, but you got to get away with it, right? You can't get caught. You can't have narcs in your facility. You can't have snitches out there, and you can't be out there being a dumbass about it and getting caught. So I'm fine with Josh McDaniels, like, with a history of cheating. I'm just bad with his history of getting busted with it. That's the big thing. I hope he learned what to do.
I mean, he got to get away with this shit.
Yeah.
He got busted. Hey,
that's
once.
That's once more than 90% of coaches. Cause you know, all these coaches cheat, but he's the one that gets caught.
At least the thing is, he didn't really acknowledge it. He's not really, like, acknowledging it. It's like if you're a bad guy in wrestling and you get beat, it's like, just move on. Like, you didn't beat me.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Never happened. It's like getting
that shows you, and that shows you how smug Josh McDaniels is. You know, he's a cocky motherfucker.
I like it.
And he's got reason to be, right?
No, that's the Raider way. That's the Raider way.
It is the Raider way. Let's see if he treats his players that way, though, too.
No.
Before we get out of here, what do you want the first move to be, right? These guys get to work tomorrow, right? Monday. They're hired. They're flying to Vegas. I'm hoping they're flying to Vegas right now. The wives are finding houses. They're like, all right, where's my office? Let's start getting to work. What's the first thing that Ziegler and McDaniels do Monday?
I put some thought into this last night. I actually did. You, now,
I don't believe you.
No, I did. And you're gonna tell that I did by this answer.
Yeah.
I want McDaniels to go up to the microphone and be like, you know, I really love the city of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great city. It's more than just the strip. It's a really good city. It's got a lot of culture here. And he turns to the side to, like, you know, I talked a lot with Mark Davis and, you know, Mr. Davis and his family, and he has a little glitter on his cheek.
I came to Vegas and I met my destiny. Oh, I'm sorry. I met Destiny. She's a stripper at Trap House.
He's got a little glitter on his cheek.
No joke, though. If Ziegler really should go to the front office of every strip club, every club, every after hours club, slip every bouncer $100 and say, hey, if any of my boys get in trouble, you give me a call first. That's what he should do. Go to every single bouncer, stripper, club promoter. Here's $100 and here's my card. And say, there's 10 more of these $100 bills for you. If you catch any of my players getting in trouble, you call me. You don't call the cops.
I almost choked. He turns to the side, like, you know, it's a great city. It's got a lot of history. You know, this
beautiful museums, the parks, the family town.
He smells like vanilla cookies.
He turns around. There's a used condom stuck to his back. And he's leaving.
No, it's got to be subtle. It's got to be subtle. He's like, he smells like that stripper lotion, that vanilla
passion fruit punch.
Yeah.
And he's got every stripper smells like passion fruit.
Got a little glitter on his cheek. Our friend Brandon, we know Brandon, Seabass's buddy, Brandon. Mm-hmm. We were hanging out and he had a little glitter on his face. And I'm like, hey, man, if I asked you a question, you'd be on. He's huge. You know, he's freaking just ripped, like, yeah, massive. Am I, let me ask you a question, man. I need you to be honest with me. He's like, all right, man, yeah, are you serious? Like, yeah, man, what's up? What's up? Like, where were you before you got here? He's like, well, why? I'm like, did you go to a strip club? He's like, nah, what? Oh, you got glitter on your face. And he's like, no, man, no.
I was at a 6-year-old girl's birthday party. We were playing princess dress up and some of the glitter got off on me.
Yeah, right. Like a liar. Shout out to Brandon at Seabass.
All right, so it's a turnaround. It's a done deal. David Ziegler, general manager. Josh McDaniels, head coach. Defensive coordinator is going to be next. We didn't even get to Rich Bisaccia. We'll get that next week. He's likely, I hope they keep him. Likely not. He's probably going to be special teams somewhere else. He's been tied to the Bears. That's good. Hopefully, I hope that Ziegler and McDaniels keep him because he's a really good special teams coordinator. And the players obviously love him. And whatever, you want to try to keep as much of that magic that was last season of us beating more talented teams, especially towards the end of the season, 4 wins in a row, like whatever that magic is, try to keep as much of it as possible. And Bisaccia was certainly a chunk of it, but it's very rare for a coach to be head coach and then get demoted and stick around. It's very, very rare.
But he wasn't an interim head coach, so he was never the head coach.
Even interim head coach, it's not that common, but it's still possible. We'll see. All right, we'll have a lot more videos coming up. Obviously, a lot more breaking news is going to come up with Rich Bisaccia, with the defensive coordinator. How long until they the extension they're almost for sure going to give Derek Carr now? How many of these guys that we got 1-year contracts last season that we really want to keep this season? The news is just starting. Like, this is just the beginning of a huge string of news for the Raiders, and we'll keep you abreast of all of it as long as you subscribe, hit the notification button so we'll let you know when it's coming in. Comment down in the comment section, what do you guys make of the 2 hires? Please like this video, and until next time, knock on wood if you're with me.